Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 14th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, welcoming our friends from Encourage and our Wood County Health Department along with Clean Green, and we're talking a bunch of other stuff today. We're going to have some fun over the next time, and let's go ahead and introduce everybody to get things going. First off, Linda Schill from Encourage is with us. Linda, thanks for being here.
Thank you, James. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
We also want to introduce our friend Hannah Wendell Scott from Wood County Health Department. Hannah, good to see you.
Hi, James. Nice to see you.
And, of course, Carol Davis from Clean Green Action Committee. Carol, always good to have you in studio.
Yes, glad to be back. Thanks.
It's great to have you guys here to be able to talk about all of this great stuff. I do want to start off thanking Encourage for setting this up and bringing in these great guests and using the time this way. I really do appreciate that and everything that Encourage does for our community. And, Linda, I'll go ahead and let you kind of tee this off a little bit here and
sure.
Where we get this going.
Absolutely. And I thank you again for having us. We like to be able to invite guests to highlight the partnerships that we created and carried through over the years, over the last 30 years with mm-hmm. Encourage. So it's really our honor to have Carol and Hannah with us here today. So you've probably heard in previous podcasts or radio shows about Encourage's scholarship program. Mm-hmm. And really the month of May is like go time for scholarships. We have so many graduating seniors in the Southwood County area. And we're just so pleased that Encourage is able to help these students. We offer over 180 scholarship opportunities at Encourage, and we feel that it's the key to really unlocking the students' potential as they continue on in their education. So scholarships are available for not only two-year programs or four-year programs as students continue on. They can be studying in the fields anywhere from trades, medical, nursing, business, agriculture, the sciences, you name it. So many opportunities.
Yeah, Linda, so many that it seems like when this topic comes up, and we've mm-hmm. been having this conversation for years, that for everybody that does such a great job, going through these and finding out, there's always some available that people didn't even realize were available.
Exactly. There really are. And mm-hmm. we even have scholarships for continuing ed students as well, and some scholarships that carry on with a student all 4 years if they're going to a four-year program. So all of that is detailed in our website, which we'll offer at the end of the podcast. But and also just a reminder, as our juniors are graduating in the next couple of weeks, they need to be thinking about this because mm-hmm. a scholarship can really make a difference in their pursuit as they move on after graduation next year. So,
yeah.
But I wanted to offer just a few statistics and a shout out to Kim Shields as well, who's our donor services manager. And you wouldn't believe the gnarly spreadsheets that
I can imagine.
This girl is working mm-hmm. with in tandem with our ISTS scholarship selection program out of state. So, but this year we are offering 200 individual scholarships. They're going to be awarded to graduating seniors in the Southwood County area over the next week. We will grant more than $234,000 in scholarship awards. And this is, of course, all thanks to the generous individuals and organizations who have established these funds with Encourage, dating all the way back to our inception in 1994. Mm-hmm. But in total, since that time, we've awarded more than $3.65 million in scholarships.
Ooh, that's incredible. That really just feels good just hearing that.
It does. Mm. It does. Like, you can hear the cha-ching in the background.
Yes,
So I know Kim is presenting at a scholarship program this evening, and we have them throughout all of the local high schools over the next week. So it's an exciting time for those seniors, and we wish them all well.
And as Linda said, before we wrap up, we'll give you the information on how to reach her. They find out more through the website and Encourage. Great stuff. Thank you. Great way to start, Linda. Great start.
Absolutely. The next piece I wanted to cover is our Encouraging Action. I'll call it a newsletter, I guess, of sorts. So two times a year, Kim Shields she's gathering information year-round, but twice a year, she will publish this piece called Encouraging Action and sends it out to our donor donor advised fund holders, and also just to individual donors that have expressed interest in helping nonprofits, whether it's a emergency need or just a new opportunity, a new project that they'd like to bring to life. So we've gathered a lot of research. I have a packet that talks about 12 different opportunities in our community. I'm going to highlight two of them, just kind of get scratch the surface on those, and then Carol and Hannah are going to dive a little deeper on another one for
Sounds
you today.
Great.
So the two that I wanted to showcase today, because believe it or not, for me, summer starts June 1st. I know it's like technically June 21st, but we have an organization called Fornicusa. In 2024, they created a group. This is just local community members. Their goal was to help keep traditional events going in the Nakusa community, but open to the public as well. So things like Nakusa Hometown Christmas, Walleye Days, which I can remember dating back for years. Easter egg hunt, the 5K run. And then last year, they introduced a new event called Midwest Fest, which is a summer picnic. It's free, open to the public. Some of the key pieces, they have food and beverages available through food truck vendors. And then they have a free children's activity zone, which really caught our attention. And when they reached out to us for support, we were happy to sort of work through some questions with them and identified the opportunity to offer a grant for $1,500 to support the children's area, specifically bouncy houses. So, but we are here seeking on their behalf additional support from individual donors that are listening. Maybe you have a fund at the Encourage Community Foundation with us, and we are able to help pass through dollars then to support Fornicusa with the Midwest Fest. But the event is June 21st at Riverside Park in Nakusa. So
I don't think that people really ever regret or feel anything negative when it comes to donating money or donating to things. It always is a good feeling, and it always feels great. But you don't always get a chance to donate and then actually take kind of advantage of that and actually be a part of the things that you're donating to and everything. I mean, that's a really fun idea, fun combination. And so, just go along with all the other fun things that they're doing over there and really interesting stuff, along with really helping our community, really impacting our communities. And whether it's coming up with fun new events or just giving the community stuff to look forward to, you know, which not for nothing impacts our economy. And you know, gives people reasons to go to this town or that, or check out this business or that. And one of the things that, you know, Mayor Matt and I have been talking about a number of times is every area like this, and like all of our surrounding cities, not just Rapids, but we're all connected here, are in this this desire to hang on to the people that are in their town and the young people that are graduating from their schools while also bringing in new people. These events do that. These kind of things do that. They help with that. They're not the only thing. There's certainly, you know, treating people well and the great community we have, et cetera. But this is, it has a domino effect, these kind of things. It's the event itself is great on its surface, but you don't have to dig too deep to figure out, oh, it actually does this too, and it impacts that. Right. So it's fun and it impacts the economy. Sign me up. That sounds great. It's really cool what it's able to be done with these things.
It is. And I think, you know, I've lived in Wisconsin Rapids my entire life. And what I've seen was, you know, for so many years, you felt a divide between Nakusa, Port Edwards, Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Pittsville. Now it's just so much more inclusive, and the lines are blurred between these communities, and it's just Southwood County area, and we're all able to enjoy the river that runs through our towns and the many activities, events that are happening, and also just rally around each other. If Nakusa High School has a need, people in Grand Rapids are paying attention to that, so it's much more of a family feeling, and we know that's why people are coming back and raising families here or staying and raising families here, it's a wonderful place to live and wrap your arms around each other.
So. I'm so glad you brought this up. Yeah. This is actually something I've talked about a lot with people that are similar to me, because I couldn't be the more opposite, Linda. I was moved around a ton in my life. And I've lived in a lot of neighborhoods, a lot of places, and I've genuinely never lived anywhere like this. Mm-hmm. I've lived in small towns. I've lived in rural areas and stuff. I've never lived in anywhere like this, in part because of when I first moved here and what you were first talking about and learning that, oh, okay, I have to watch what I talk about this high school or that school or something like that, and to get to where we are now. And I genuinely think, and certainly this could sound a certain way, like I'm brown-nosing or something like that. That's just the color of my nose. That's just who I am. But when it comes to, I believe a lot of this stems from our nonprofits. And our nonprofits, at a certain point, realizing we're better together than apart. Instead of being crabs in a barrel, you know, trying to climb to the top or something, helping each other in that. That is, we're talking about community leaders. And when that happens at the top, you see most people really join forces with that. Mm-hmm. I think it's also in reverse too, because it's the people that make those nonprofits and the people believing in those things. So it's a wonderful combination. I could not agree with you more that the night and day that from when I first moved to this area to where it is now, we still, you know, have our rivalries and, you know, with our high school teams and stuff like that. That's all great. That's wonderful. But when it comes right down to it, we back our own. We support our own. We support this area. And that's Nakusa. That's Port. That's Stevens Point. That's Marshfield, Wausau. This whole central Wisconsin area really looking out for each other. And yes, you know, when our high schools are playing each other, you know, and all that. But when it comes down to everyday living, we're just trying to live. And we're just trying to make this area, and I mean the whole area, that much stronger and better. It's a really good thing to bring up. I appreciate you doing that.
I just recently learned of the butterfly effect concept too, and I just, the two ladies sitting with me, I mean, we all have a connection. We won't, you know, go in depth with that today, but it is just amazing. I mean, you should never burn a bridge, but you really don't want to burn a bridge in a small town, because it all comes full circle. It really does, and it's just pretty cool to be sitting with Hannah and Carol.
Yeah. We've
been friends for many years.
We should make them work. They've been sitting here
they
long
have,
enough.
They have, and I know we've been doing all the gabbing. Let me call out one more, because I know you'll have interest in this. In fact, your name came up when we were chatting with the new president of Friends of Rapids Music. Mm. Her name is Suzanne Arndt. Love the energy and the new ideas and perspectives she's bringing to this organization. And I know Friends of Rapids Music, say that a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Took a hiatus last year from a big fundraising event, but they are bringing it back this year for its eighth year. That is the Friends of Rapids Music Festival, which will be held on Saturday, September 20th at Robinson Park. Food, drinks, merch, as she calls it, and then a popular FRM Kids Zone will be available. This is a free event for open to the public, other than the things you're purchasing when you're there, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the Friends of Rapids Music is looking to fundraise to hold this event, because then the funds generated there are used for music scholarships and to also help at other nonprofits, like the Cultural Center installing the guitar-shaped stage that they have there. Mm-hmm. So it all goes hand in hand. But they're looking to raise some funds for that event. Encourage has granted a $1,500 matching grant opportunity to FRM in the hopes to sort of generate some more grassroots fundraising and expand the opportunities for giving there. So
We've worked with them for many years, and I've been fortunate enough to get to MC a couple of those FRM fests and everything, and I look forward to working with them again, and we'll be talking about that leading right up to September and build that up around here quite a bit. Big supporters of what they do over there, and in part, I admit that as an artist, I admit that I have some bias in this and everything, but I also have a connection with all this, because unless, I will say, if there's anybody out there who hasn't enjoyed a local musician, then this isn't for you. Otherwise, if there's anybody out there who likes music or anything like that, I'm guessing that's a pretty big spectrum of people. This support this event. The FRM group, not only they support these other organizations that you were mentioning there, Linda, but they're vital in supporting our artists and our musicians in this area who have entertained us for decades in this area. When you think of some of the acts that have been around, and you know, this is something that I talk about quite a bit and is a passion of mine. There is no retirement plan for artists. There is no 401k. There is none of this. When we're able to help where we can, it goes so much farther than you can realize. And this also impacts our economy. This fest is very popular, and especially as we're going to get a chance to build it back up and everything, and not even just this one, but other musical fests like Bluegrass at the Lake and some of these things. They bring people to our community. They spend money here. It helps our economy. Some people want to stay and live here, etc., etc. It even if you don't like music, even if you're somebody who doesn't even care, you should care about this event and support this event, because I guarantee you probably care about your taxes. You probably care about the economy. It's a great one to learn about and be a part of, and we're looking forward to talking more and more about it as we get closer to it. Thank you for bringing that up, Linda.
You bet. You bet. So those two events are, just two of the 12 that I mentioned that would be showcased in our Encouraging Action, which not all of it is fun stuff like a festival. There are some really emerging needs for some of our local nonprofits. So if you want to learn more about those needs, you can contact us at the Encourage office. Again, we'll share that information at the end of the podcast. But one of the 12 that we're highlighting with Encouraging Action is the River Riders Bike Share Program. And that is why we invited Carol and Hannah to join us today. So Carol and I date back to Encourage. She was an employee there many, many years ago, as was
many,
I.
Many years ago.
So a full circle moment with Carol, and right. I invited her to come back and help us understand the backstory of the River Riders Bike Share Program, because she was involved at the early onset of the program. And then she'll be able to tee it up for Hannah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you again for being here. Where do you want to begin with this?
As a good idea. The Rapids Music Fest started as a good idea. So this was, we had this group called Clean Green Action, and we would work on projects each year. And so once we came up with the idea, wouldn't it be great to have a bike share program in our community? And this was in 2014. So bike share programs were just in their infancy. So as we were looking in the nation, there were like two or three bike share programs that we could look at, because we wanted it to be inclusive, where people could just check out a bike and ride. Because I had heard before, I would tell people, what is there to do when you come to Raps? Well, we have great bike trails. Well, I didn't bring my bike. What if we had a bike share program where you just borrow a bike and put it back when you're done? So we kind of looked into that more, and we thought, I think we could do this, but we need a little help. So we reached out to the Wood County Health Department. We reached out to Encourage. We're like, okay, help us with this. We have a good idea, but we need some help with this. And so Encourage said, well, we have a teen leadership program. How about if we brought it to the teen leadership program, because they worked on a project every year? We're not going to say they will do it, but they might, they might agree to take it on. So they brought it to a vote. Teen leaders voted on it. Teen leaders named it. So that's where the River Riders Bike Share Program came from.
It's really awesome.
They came up with the logo for it.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it was really a great effort. And so we're like, okay, we got this program we're going to do. Guess what? We need bikes for a bike share program. Minor detail.
Just a little bit.
So that's where we reached out to the community. So it's like, do you have a bike you don't need? We're starting a bike share program. We want to, and we had such a great response to this program. People would bring bikes. They'd bring them to the Tribune building. We stored them at the Tribune building. And so what we would do, because we wanted to be able to track these bikes when they were out in the community. So we're like, when people would drop off their bike, we would tell them, okay, what's the name of the bike you're dropping off? So it was really cool. We had bikes. We had a Shadow. We had Mother Goose. We had Mickey. We had Scout. We had so many bikes.
Awesome.
And we had kids' bikes. We had adult bikes. So then the next step was, okay, now we have to make these bikes kind of look the same. And so we worked with the teen leaders, helped with sanding them down, and we painted them all cranberry because we're a cranberry community. Yeah, we thought, let's have these bikes be cranberry color. We worked with Sunrise Rotary. They helped us. Encourage helped. And then, of course, the health department again. So we worked and, you know, got these bikes sanded down, about 30 bikes, had to get them out to the community. So we developed several locations. We had them at Riverview Hospital. We had them in Veterans Park. We had them at the Tribune Building and Westside IGA. And we worked with, you know, those places where you could check out a bike and then ride it in the community, return it. Mm-hmm. And it worked out really good. And it was a free bike share program. So, you know, we ran into a couple glitches, you know, accountability, it's hard. Sometimes the bikes got checked out and didn't get checked back in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's we had a great partnership with Wisconsin Rapids Police Department where they would bring me back a bike to encourage. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we'll get it here. Once we saw a bike in someone's yard, a bike share bike for sale, you know.
That's right.
Like, all right, hold on a minute. Get that one back. Mm-hmm. So, but it just was an example of a great mm-hmm. community effort. You know, teamwork makes the dream work.
Absolutely. Well said, as always. And Carol, I can't imagine how good it must feel to be able to look at it now and where the program is.
I know. You kind of, you know, programs reached their cycle. These mm-hmm. bikes were donated, so they were older. And so they kind of, you know, they wear out. Yeah. So then it was like, you know, I don't think we have the bandwidth to continue this. None of us are bike mechanics, mm-hmm. so to keep them up. So then it was, okay, we can't do this. Who can? And it was Wood County Health Department that stepped up. So
yeah.
Take it away, Hannah.
I love hearing the history of it. I was a senior in high school when all of that was going on, and it was so fun to. I actually had the privilege of going to school with one of Carol's sons, and he would come back and talk about this bike program his mom is starting, and we were like, "Cool!" And now I'm like,
little
"That's amazing!"
Little did she know,
yeah.
Right?
And then it is a full
talk
circle.
About full circle.
Yes,
yes.
It's fantastic. I think what's really cool about the original like program is just how high the need was and the demand. And I think when I was learning about bike share when I was starting as an intern, that was something that became so apparent that we needed to evolve mm-hmm. because this was such a good idea and the demand for it was like massive. And people weren't just using it to take it along the leisurely trail ride, which is wonderful, but people are using it to go to an appointment, to go to the grocery store, to connect with loved ones. They needed it for work. I mean, they were using it for a mode of transportation. And so I think that's where bike share has evolved today across the country, whether it's an e-bike or just a regular bike like we have here in town. But now it's all on your phone. And I know that comes with hiccups and its own set of barriers at times. And there's a cost to it now. But that's one thing that we've always wanted to do is stay true to the program that you all started and make it affordable, make it accessible, and really still be that community bike share program that we always were, with just a couple of upgrades.
Yeah, and accountability.
And accountability. So yeah, that's super helpful too. So it's really neat to see where it's come now.
One of the things that I enjoy about things like this is certainly the highlights that both of you touched on so well and everything is also the things that we're able to learn from these that are organic and that we didn't go set out to learn, but finding, there's a lot of people in our community that need something like this. Maybe transportation is something we need to focus on. And here we are now where the mayor and I have talked enough number of times about different ideas when it comes to that and things that the city is talking about possible public transportation and some of that. I think some of that stems from some of the data and some of the need that you see with a program like this.
Yes.
I don't know if that happens without this program. Especially as Midwesterners where we don't really complain. You know, we rub some dirt on it and keep walking. That's what we do. And when it comes to a need for transportation, mm-hmm. you're not going to get a big outcry from the community. You have to look between the lines. We have to see, this program blew up really quick. People need bikes. Maybe they need transportation, some of this stuff. And that's just one little thing that can kind of come from something like this, along with all the positives that you both highlighted so well. If you wouldn't mind going into, just for those that don't know the program, how they can rent one of these bikes and where they they are available.
And where they are, yeah, for sure. So we have currently out right now, all the stations are live as of this day, whenever this podcast airs, you could go rent a bike. We have three stations live right now in Rapids. So we've got one at the West Grand Avenue Bridge, which has been super popular since we moved it there, which it's just right at the corner of First Avenue South and then West Grand Avenue. So you can literally pick up your bike and just head on down the river trail right there. It's beautiful. We have them at McMillan Memorial Library, which I love having anything at a library because you feel so comfortable going to a library. And so having a bike share station there just made so much sense. And then we also have one out at White Sands Beach at Lake Wazicha. So we have one located in the Grand Rapids area, which has been always been one of the most popular ones because it's so nice to hop on that trail and just loop around with your family. I was monitoring our Facebook page and I saw a family commenting like, when are the bikes coming out? Like, we've been taking rides ever since. It's been so nice. And I'm sure they're riding there. They're riding at the river. So it's a really cool like space for these families to get involved, especially if, you know, kiddos have their bikes. Our bikes are all made for adults. But if you don't have a bike, bikes are expensive. This is a really nice option to utilize. If you're traveling in from out of town and you forgot your bike, it's great. Or if you just can't afford to buy that new bike or even a used bike, this is a good option for you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you again for that and appreciate it. And we'll again get the information out there where you can find out more about these online and all that in just a moment. But we do, before we wrap up, wanted to talk a little bit about Clean Green Action Committee and Clean Green and just get into that a little bit. So let's dive into that topic right now.
Wow. Mm. Nice to have this promo opportunity. Yeah, Clean Green, we started as a grassroots organization out of a community leadership program that Encourage was running. And it's been going since 2008. We're now a registered nonprofit. So you had the Prairie Chicken people in, I'm sure this, so that's part of Clean Green. Yeah. We have, if you've had Elizabeth Whelan in at all, she talks about pollinators and how important they are to the environment. We just promote sustainability in different ways. And so Bird City, the Kiwanis are having their youth event this weekend in Bird City, which is part of Clean Green, is going to be out there too, you know, helping people learn about sustainability and birds and how you can be more bird friendly in our community. Yeah. So we have many different projects going on, and it's just, we always welcome people to join us. We meet through September through May, 4 o'clock at the library, or we do Zoom too. So if you can't make it, you can always make it via computer. We're always welcoming people and to be part of us and help make a more sustainable community. So thanks for that opportunity, James.
Oh, just appreciate the work being done and all the people behind it and getting into that and everything. It, not only with what you mentioned and what is done, but the sharing of information, the attention that is brought to certain topics that might not be otherwise. I think it's some vital work, actually. It's nothing to bring up. I appreciate you, what the you guys are doing at it and everything. And really appreciate you all joining us today, putting up with my questions and having some fun. It's been great. Linda, if people have follow-up questions, would like to know more from Encourage and how to find out more maybe about the scholarships or anything else, should we just send them to the website or do you have a contact information?
A couple of ways you can do that. I would say visit the website, which is Encourage with an I, EncourageCF.org. You can call us at 715-423-3863. We'd love if you made an appointment. Stop down to visit us. We're located at 478 East Grand Avenue, which is right across from Hotel Mead and tucked in between the library and Solaris. So a nice convenient location. We're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4. But we would just love to, you know, even if you want to call and ask questions about some of the needs that are identified in the Encouraging Action newsletter. I know Hannah's with the introduction of technology to the bike share program, there's a need there every year to help pay for that subscription for the technology. There's great need, as I said, ranging from emergency to these fun things like festivals throughout the Southwick County communities. So give us a call. We'd love to help get you connected in any way that you're able to give. time talent treasure here.
Along with that, if you have any follow-up questions or want to know more about some of the things we've talked about today, I encourage you to reach out to Encourage and to find out more. And again, thank you all for everything you're doing in the community and hanging out with us today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us out there, joining the conversation here at WFHR Rapids Report.